Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Sacramento has long been known as one of the most diverse cities in the country, and there are few places that reflect that diversity better than the Broadway corridor. That's where you can sample a wealth of cuisines from around the world in just the span of a few blocks. Eclectic shops and boutiques, the choices are endless. The city of Sacramento is reinvesting in the area. The Complete Streets Project is making it more convenient and safer to visit Broadway. In late August, the city broke ground on a $14 million improvement project, which includes better lighting, bigger sidewalks, and traffic calming measures. So if you haven't taken a stroll along Broadway recently, this weekend would be perfect to get reacquainted with the corridor through its food, its culture, and its music. Zion Teresa owns Queen Sheba Ethiopian Restaurant along Broadway and is one of the lead organizers of the Broadway International Festival, which is happening on Saturday. Zion, welcome. Nice seeing you as always.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Nikki.
Okay, so it is one love, one community, one heart. I love how you capture this festival. Can you just explain those words, what they mean to you as someone who has long owned a business on Broadway and as an organizer of the festival?
Yes, so I am very fortunate to be able to really do this Broadway International Festival that really brings Sacramento and the surrounding community together through music, through food. As you know, Broadway is a place where the whole world of food is there. Like, we have Ethiopian food, Mexican food, Indian food, Asian food, Japanese food. So why not bring the community together to celebrate through food and music, entertainment, and also health and wellness.
What led to creating this festival?
So, you know, we've been talking about it for a long time, especially the businesses on Broadway, even though Broadway is, you know, a street, a very known street. But in Sacramento, Broadway is not really, you know, having what we have, we're not really presenting it as we're supposed to. So we've been talking about doing something about it. So with the business around, we came together to say, like, why don't we bring the city officials, the community, and the businesses together to really celebrate Broadway, who we are, what we present, especially when we present foods from around the world.
Yeah, I know. I love walking down Broadway. There's,
yes.
You'd be hard-pressed to leave hungry.
Yes, that's for sure,
and your restaurant included. We're going to get to the food, because obviously there's going to be, you know, so much good food at the festival, but there's also a health and a wellness aspect to the festival. What can people expect when they go on Saturday?
So, you know, for me, I'm all about our health and wellness, especially our holistic health, our spiritual health, our mental health, our physical health, of course, our financial health, too. So the health that was especially coming through COVID, we weren't able to do it for 2 years because of COVID happened. And then we were able to open up the Broadway, you know, last year and the year before. So this is like bringing people together for who we are as human beings, like culture, music, food, you know, food is your medicine. So those are the kind of thing really at my heart, you know, when it comes to health and wellness of community, especially we live here in Sacramento. So that's what we're trying to really bring the health and wellness community as well, so we could teach each other from each other, learn from each other, from one another.
Yeah, it's easy to take for granted how diverse the cuisines are along the Broadway corridor. You know, I mean, you laid out, you know, food from so many different countries, you know, yours included, and you've had your restaurant along Broadway for many years. What do you think it is about the Broadway corridor that attracts so many different cuisines from all over the world?
Yeah, because, you know, as you know, Broadway has even a historical place, you know, it has a lot of history even before. So Broadway is, even in the whole United States, it has that special, it's a special street that always something functional happening, art, music, theater, and everything else that happens, who we are as people. So that that it represents that. So, but we don't really celebrate that here. So why not celebrate our differences, our culture, our food, and we're on Broadway.
Of course. How fitting. Yeah. And also, like, this festival that you helped found, you're a couple years in, and I can only imagine taking it in year after year is just so special, celebrating, you know, a big piece of your life and other people's lives as well. For small businesses.
Absolutely. As you know, after COVID, we had inflation, and now Broadway, they've tried to fix the whole Broadway, too, street. So it affects businesses at the end of the day, and also the homelessness. There's so much going on Broadway that really affects small businesses like mine. So this is a way of, like, really promoting who we are as a business, small businesses, entrepreneurs, and nonprofits coming together and bringing the community to say, look, we are here, support us, we're small businesses, put your money where your mouth is. So in that way, most of small businesses can survive also.
I mean, we've been checking in with you over the years. I mean, I've talked to you, interviewed you many times, even before the pandemic, but certainly through the pandemic. Can you give us a sense of how the Broadway corridor, how it's doing today compared to, you know, when we checked in with you like 3 years ago?
Yeah. I mean, for me, you know, it's a matter of pushing through every day, you know. Things happen like every day, especially when you're in business, is getting mentally ready to be able to handle and navigate through those things. It's a survival. At the same time, you know, when you're doing what you love doing, it's, you know, everybody asks me, oh, how you, this is so hard. But when you're doing what you love to do, then it's not as hard as, you know, most people think. So, I mean, on Broadway, like I was saying, we have a lot of problem, but it's not fixable. If we come together as community and as people, I think there is nothing that we cannot fix, especially Broadway's street is an icon street. It's not just Broadway. So why not every year? This is my third year. So we got to keep it going so eventually we can get it bigger and bigger. So the whole, not just Sacramento, the whole Sacramento surrounding from Bay Area, even all the way to, you know, the whole California can come and celebrate with us. Why not?
Yeah, why not? You know, the more the merrier.
Yes.
Given that it's now, you're already a couple years in, what are you looking forward to most? Because, I mean, there's music, there's a parade, there's wellness, there's food. I mean, there's something for everyone.
Yeah, I think what I'm looking for is really for families, family friendly. Bring your kids. So while your kids are having fun and connecting, and you can actually be entertained, food, music. So I'm trying to bring, you know, a whole family, friends. Friends can come and have fun, boyfriend and girlfriend, husband, you know, everyone. It's for everybody. So at the same time, you're supporting the businesses too, small businesses. So it's a feel-good festival that, you know, everybody need to be part of.
What about the parade? That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes. You know, like I was saying, we tried to do it this year, you know, even though the Broadway, construction was going on. So that was a little bit hard up, but we got to do what we got to do. The city has to do what they have to do. So we're trying to kind of celebrate, give energy through parade, because we need that energy. People, you know, we've been through a lot through COVID, through this and that. So we want to celebrate life. And the parade is from all over walks of life. We want to celebrate that too, just give it that energy so people can feel the music energy, the parade, the drum, and everything that who we are as people and as human beings.
For people who are going to be going for the first time on Saturday, what should they know? You know, when does it start? How long does it run?
So we'll be starting at 10, from 10 to around 7. We got to be done by 7. So we try to shut it down by 6. So because, you know, it's getting dark now. So normally when we're doing Broadway International Festival, we do it in September. So we have time until like 8, 9, still sunny. So right now we're trying to have from 10 to 7. So you can come anytime. You know, the whole day we'll have stuff going on. Every day is like we have packed stuff going on. Like we can't even fit people. Like, sorry, like next year we'll do it like 10 hours because we have so much artists. We have so much talent in art and music here in Sacramento. And it's just, I feel sometimes so bad. Like, I wish I can have everybody on the stage and be a vendor. But because of the, you know, the limited time and access we have, we try to fit everybody. But at the same time, we want everybody to come and have fun and enjoy themselves. And it's free, too. So they don't have to pay nothing.
All ages and free.
Yes.
This Saturday.
Yes.
Finally, Zion, before we let you go, I mean, your business is also expanding.
Yes.
Like, talk to us about Sheba's Cafe.
Yes, right there on Broadway. So, you know, as you know, yeah, coffee came from Ethiopia, originated from Ethiopia, and Ethiopia has the best coffee in the world. Most people don't know. But so it is natural for me because I have Ethiopian restaurant and a lot of, you know, people come just for the coffee, too. So I'm partnering with my daughter so we can have a coffee shop down the street on Broadway. It will be 1049 Broadway across the street from Target. So the coffee, I just want to share that coffee culture with Sacramento community as well.
Well, Zion, thank you so much.
Looking forward to it.
And looking forward to this weekend, too.
Yes, I can't wait.
Zion Tedessa is the owner of Queen Sheba, Ethiopian
yes.
restaurant on Broadway, and is one of the lead organizers of the Broadway International Festival. It is free, and it is happening this Saturday.
Yes.
And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Sarit Lashinsky and managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Chris Hagen. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Chris Feltz. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. And I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.